الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله، we heard from the Ash'ar how the deep love of Allah Ta'ala was in our Shaykh Dada Shaykh's heart. May Allah bless us also. And when we see that, we realize we are really great, great sinners. We are very, very far. Like one person wrote a beautiful article on that, he wrote that we live our lives like the kuffar, and we're making dua and hope to die like the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. All our things are all about dunya, and we are working, like mashallah, in the kitab of the akhirat, the reality of akhirat that came, that was read, that we are all making effort more generally. Allah forgive us all. We are all great, great sinners. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah Ta'ala cover our faults. So we are making effort for dunya, and we are making, hoping that we get akhirat. What we are making effort for, that is what we will get. But we are making effort for dunya, and we are hoping we will get akhirat. But mashallah, there are many people who even outwardly they look so much dunyadar, but they are very greatly accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there are many people that may be involved in sin also, but they got such good qualities also that we cannot imagine. This ayat kareema that I recited, before that ayat comes the other ayat, that the kuffar, the non-believers, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ, amongst the people there are those people who say, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا, oh Allah, give us in this dunya. In other words, they want dunya. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ, but akhirat they got no share. In other words, their object is clearly just dunya, and they only want dunya all the time. So for them, there is no share in the akhirat. Their niyat was not the akhirat. Their efforts were not for akhirat. So what share will they get? Allah may have mercy upon us, upon the whole ummah, upon all of us, and that we make effort for the akhirat. And so that they are the people who want this dunya. And then what they get? And they get no share in the akhirat. But on the other hand, there are those other people, women whom amongst the people are, may yaqulu rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, give us goodness in this dunya, wa fil akhirati hasana, and goodness in akhirat also, wa qina adhab an-nar, and save us from the fire of Jahannam. So there are three things in this ayat that Allah Ta'ala has referred to. One is dunya also. Islam is that perfect religion. Allah reward the ulama how they have written that Islam doesn't keep us away and backwards in dunya. But it, in fact, if we practice for about 1,000 years, when it was the tartib of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we find that they were practicing fully on Islam, and the world was at their feet all the time. Allah gave them so much. So Islam doesn't discourage the dunya. It not only permits it, but it teaches also that how you should do everything. Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that there are four things of this dunya by which the dunya functions. One is farming, one is business, one is industry, making of things, manufacturing of things, and one is the labor force. And Islam has given clear guidance about all of these, that how you should do your business, how you should do your farming, all that Islam is given. And if we do it according to that, then you get the goodness there also. So anyway, Islam is a complete religion. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, that I've completed my favor upon you. I completed your deen, your way of life for you. Allah Ta'ala says that, and he gave us Islam as the religion. So that is to make us our life of dunya also and akhirat also. So we ask also of dunya, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And we ask of akhirat also, and وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Save us from the fire of the punishment of the fire, Jahannam. So three things. One third is about this dunya, and two thirds of the akhirat. So that shows that the akhirat is more important. No matter how we live our lives, but the akhirat we must give more importance to acquire jannah. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. And save us from the fire of Jahannam, all the work, the gunas, that will take us to Jahannam, save us from all those actions that will take us to Jahannam. So that is what we have to bring. All those actions by which we will get Jannah, fulfilling the commandments of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And saving ourselves from all those actions that will lead us towards Jahannam, that is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, his mustaqil, his bayan, which Hazrat should make on this ayat, and based it on the tafsir of Allama Alusi in Ruhul Maani. In Ruhul Maani, there are 10 tafsirs given of hasana fi dunya, the goodness in this dunya. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should normally refer to 7. And a little bit change in the tarteeb, but we'll just make muzakara, remind ourselves of what this hasana is in dunya. So the first, the most important is, one of the tafsirs is, Sohbat al-Salihin, the company of the righteous and the pious people. Whoever it can be, your sheikh, your friends, wherever you are. But if you have company of the righteous people, then you will be reminded of akhirat, of deen, your responsibilities, and it can be easily understood that if you have the company of evil people, then you are going to go in the evil direction. In the wrong way, they will influence you in that way. And that is for everyone. And for the children also it is. And whether the children are going to school or whatever, at varsity, or whether it is the woman folk, if they've got bad company, their friends are bad. And the ulama have written also that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ask particular protection with Allah Ta'ala from jalees e su, bad company. And today one bad company that is referred to is the cell phone, which is almost all the time with a person. And a person is watching on there, it depends how he uses his cell phone. Otherwise it becomes a bad company. And because of that, we don't have to discuss it, but it is a known fact how much of destruction is caused by the phone and the things on the phone, how the people are getting involved in wrong things, etc. So all that is the jalees su. Opposite to that, if you have the sohbat salihin, the company of the righteous and the pious people, and they remind you all the time about akhirat, about good akhlaq, about your responsibilities, your duties, then that will come in your life. So that is very, very important. And a barakat of that is, of the company of the righteous and the pious, akli halal. Then you'll be conscious of eating halal food. And then you'll be worried that I must eat halal. I must eat not only halal, halalan tayyiban, which is pure, wholesome, healthy also. It is halal also, and it is healthy also. You'll be worried about that. Then Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah ali, it is famous about Imam Shafi'i that he said that if a person eats halal and he doesn't want to do good, he will still do good. That if a person eats haram and he doesn't want to commit guna, but he'll still commit guna. So akli halal is very important. And that also will come, a person will become conscious when he has sohbat salihin. That they will remind us that we must eat halal food. And then following from akli halal comes ilmuddin. Then a person will want to acquire the knowledge of deen. The deen, deen's knowledge, whole Quran Sharif, all the hadith, all that teaches us about how to live in dunya also correctly, what our limits are in this dunya also, and our actual object is akhirat, and to prepare and work for akhirat also. As in the ash'ar that Mamana explained, that how a person makes effort And also in the Kitab, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, in this Kitab, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has written all those things that a person requires to rectify his whole life. So if we listen to the whole Kitab every week, mashallah, Maulana reads for us. So all that if we try and bring it into our lives. So the one important thing is the importance of Akhirah. And so that will come also when we have the company of the righteous and the pious people, and our food is also halal. And then ilmuddin, the knowledge of deen also the person will want to acquire. Because the knowledge of deen covers every aspect. If we see the kitabs, we see kitabun nikah also. About marriage also it covers. Not only about akhirat, everything about this world. And if in nikah, may Allah protect us all, divorce has to take place, we get kitab talaq also. That if talaq, all the rules about that, about the menstruation of woman, that is also deeply discussed. All these things are discussed. So that everything, by this knowledge of deen, we understand how to live our lives according to deen, from morning to night, from our private life to our public life, from our dunya's life to our deeni life, everything comes in there. And then after that, tafaqquh fi deen. This is a very important aspect to get the proper understanding of deen. One is to have the knowledge of deen, and one is to have the proper application, which is a very great ni'mat, which is what the fuqaha, the great imams, what great deep understanding they had of deen. Just to give an example to understand, one is a person has the knowledge and one is a person has the understanding. A father says to his son that, Muhammad, bring me water. He's sleeping on the bed at night, reclining now. So the son sees, my father is on the bed. So he'll understand, he got the knowledge, bring me water. But the understanding of it, how much he take the water. He'll say, my father is reclining, so naturally he'll take water in a glass, because the father perhaps just wants to drink water, wants to have his medication. So according to that, he will take the water. On a Saturday afternoon, Sunday morning, he sees his father standing by the car with his sleeves rolled up. And he tells Muhammad, bring me water. Knowledge is the same. Bring me water. But the understanding. Now he'll understand that what must he do? He must give water in a bucket. So that is the understanding. One is to have the knowledge, one is to have the understanding. Otherwise, a person will make big mistakes. That when the father is about to sleep, and if you don't have the understanding, then he takes water in a bucket. And when he wants to wash his car, he takes water in a glass. Because the understanding, so deen's understanding also, may Allah bless us. This is a great ni'mat, which is a gift from Allah. To understand all the masail, all the commands of Allah Ta'ala, everything. Maulana Sayyid Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali gives this beautiful example that a person who doesn't have the understanding of deen. So what he was doing, he was taking his girlfriend every time to the masjid. And then he eats there and he eats everything. And he doesn't make namaz. When people ask him, then he said that it comes in the Quran Sharif that khudu zinatukum inda kulli masjid. Now the girlfriend's name happened to be Zinat also. Or she, Zinat means beauty. She might have happened to be beauty. So he took that wrong meaning. Knowledge he had right, Quran, the ayat was right. But the wrong application of it. And he's taking her to the masjid. وَخُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدِ وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا and eat and drink. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا do not waste. Like it came just now, that clean the plate completely. When we are eating, complete. So he used to eat everything. And then he shouldn't make namaz. That also from the, he had the knowledge of the Quran. And what ayat? وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةِ that don't even go near namaz. But whereas the understanding of that ayat, the full one tum sukara, and at which time it was revealed, all those details. So therefore it is necessary, may Allah bless us with the understanding of deen, tafaqquh fi deen. And when we have that, then the next thing, the tafsir of hasana fi dunya, goodness in this dunya is a zawjatu saliha, a pious wife or a pious husband, that you marry the right person. And for that also, it is very necessary. One good friend of ours, when he wanted to get married, he told me, make dua that Allah Ta'ala makes me pious. So that was a bit surprising to me, but what deep understanding where my mind couldn't reach, his mind, mashallah. And so such friends who have got good understanding. So he told me, Maulana, normally people say, make dua, Allah give me a pious wife. But we don't worry whether we are pious. And the Quran Sharif says, الطيباتُ للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات. الطيبات, the pious, virtuous woman are for virtuous men. And virtuous men are for virtuous women. So he said that if I am virtuous and pious, automatically Allah will give me a pious wife also. And so it is necessary that we have that concern that we make ourselves pious. Then we'll get a pious wife. Normally we are only worried that the other side, my husband, my wife must be pious. But we don't worry about ourselves that I must be pious. Whereas that is more important. And how parents are, like that Allah will make the children also. Usually we want our children to be pious, but we don't worry ourselves that we become pious. If we become righteous and pious, Allah will make our children also righteous and pious. So both ways, the husband also, the wife also, that they be pious. So the barakat of Sohbat Salihin will give akli halal, that we will eat halal. And after that, the barakat of that will be that we'll get ilmuddin, the knowledge of deen. We'll give preference to that. And we'll see we get thorough knowledge of deen. And then the understanding of that knowledge also. And then we'll get a pious wife, pious husband. And when the husband and wife are pious, then automatically, al-awladu salih, pious children. Then the children will be pious. If the parents are not pious, then how can you expect the children to come be pious? How can we expect them to be righteous and to be obedient to Allah tabaraka ta'ala? The parents have to be first, and then automatically the children also will be. So therefore it is very necessary that a person makes effort on this also, that we become pious. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he should see his children sleeping at night, tahajjud time or something, then he should engage more in ibadah. And he said that this I am doing for their sake. The more I am pious, the more they will be looked after. And we also know in the story of Musa alayhi salam with Khadir alayhi salam, that the child that Khadir alayhi salam had killed, and Musa alayhi salam did not understand. Later he explained the child in the knowledge of Allah, and Khadir alayhi salam, Allah blessed him with that knowledge. He knew that it's going to be disobedient to the parents, so therefore he killed. So therefore we have to be pious, our children will be pious. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand also, to make amal as well. So, awlad is salih. And when we have awlad is salih, and everything is now, and also with regard to that, Rabbana, hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh Allah, bless us. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that it isn't a right. Hablana, give it to us as a gift. We are begging you for, oh Allah, that you give it to us out of your kindness. Like somebody gives a gift to somebody. It is out of kindness that he gives a gift. So, hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina, from our wives also, our partners, husbands, wives, and our children also, qurratul ayn, the coolness of the eyes. And that is a proverbial word which means great happiness. Whenever we see our husband, we see our wife, we see our children, we feel happy in the heart. So that will also come, all in this tartib. And it all starts with Sohbat Salihin. And then all the other things follow also. So then we will get that. And then after that comes the seventh point. If I write seven? First is Sohbat Salihin. Second is Akli Halal. Third is Ilm Deen. Fourth is tafaqquh fi al-deen. 50th, Zawjatu Saliha, or Zawju Salih. And then Auladi Salih. And then will come the Sana'i Khalq, the praises of people. When people will see a person like this, he's got knowledge of Deen, his children, his wife, his family, then automatically people will praise this person and say, what a person. So that is the tafsir of Hasana fi dunya. And our Shaykh Jazawumullah said, what knowledge Allah had blessed Hazrat with, that Hazrat used to explain that many people think that if people praise us, then our neki, our goodness is destroyed. So Hazrat should say, in the first place, somebody else can't destroy your neki. You yourself destroy your neki. If somebody praises you, your neki doesn't get destroyed. If you praise yourself, then your neki is destroyed. So you have to, a person have to see that you mustn't worry if people praise you. That is hasana fi dunya, sana'i khalq. And also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to explain from the dua of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam that Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira wa fi ayni nasi kabira. Oh Allah, make me in my own eyes small. That I'm a nothing. I'm a complete useless. I'm a biggest gunegar. And in the eyes of the people, make me big. And Hazrat, one important point Hazrat should speak, refer to and say that, yeah, that in the dua, the antidote is given first. That I think myself of as the worst of the worst. And I realize, not think only, that I realize I'm the worst gunegar. I'm the biggest sinner. There's no one else left as a sinner like me. There's no other sinner as what I am. When a person realizes that, then that he now the world can praise him, it won't have. He will think that the praising of the people, there is the praises of Allah. That all this, for what they are praising me, who gave me that tawfiq? It is only from Allah Ta'ala. So actually they are not praising me at all. I got no share in this. It is all the tawfiq of Allah. And that is very, very important. Shaykh Abdullah Andalusi Rahmatullah Ali was a great shaykh. And when just a little bit his thought went that the Christians, they worship Trinity, three gods, etc. And we worship one Allah. And when he didn't give them water for Asr Namaz, when they wanted to perform Asr. On that, Allah Ta'ala took all what he had. Allahu Akbar. And he was such a sheikh that like Sheikh Shibli was his murid. And also Sheikh... as a great wizard, great ulama. And he was running 10 khanqas in Baghdad. All that he had, but just that little bit thought, so Allah forgive us, that we, when we think that I am somebody, and it's my achievement, very, very dangerous. Allah is most merciful, most kind. Allah is most forgiving. But we must be very, very careful. So when he thought that, and then everything was taken away. But when Allah wanted to, and his murids made dua for him continuously, and they went and visited him and gave him dawat and explained to him, but then Allah Ta'ala returned it back again, and then mashallah he became again on his place. And great, great lessons to learn from there. So may Allah Ta'ala let us also understand. So when people praise you, it's not your praises, it's Allah's praises. The other is, those people who are praising you, they are good. That's why they see good. If a person has got glasses which are clear, then you see everything clear. If they are tinted blue, you see everything blue. If they are tinted green, you see everything green. So their eyes are good. That's why they are thinking, I'm good. I'm not good. I know myself what I am. But they are thinking it is because their thoughts are good. Their heart is good. Their tongue is good. All those good qualities they have got. One lady who has just passed away in Medina Sharif and buried in Baqi, mashallah. What a great honor. So somebody was saying one of her main qualities was she just could not hear the ghibat, backbiting of anyone. She just immediately her face would turn. She would become angry. She said, let us rather talk about the weather instead of discussing somebody else. Let us rather talk about a recipe. Let us talk about it, but don't discuss anyone. One of our good friends, Alim, who has passed away also, Allah give Jannah to all, he should say, if you want to eat even prawns, though there is a ikhtilaf in it, whether you should eat or you shouldn't eat. But if you want to eat that, but don't eat the flesh of another human being. That is make ghibat about somebody. That is totally haram. There is no ikhtilaf in that. In ghibat, it is totally haram. So we should totally refrain from that. So good qualities a person should try and imbibe in himself. And when people praise us, don't think it's our praises. Don't ever take it. And even like that, never think I'm good. Now, one is ujub, which Maulana also referred to think oneself as good. I don't think of anyone as bad. But just in so much that I think I'm good, that is also very dangerous. And pride, takabbur, is that you think you are better than the next person. So that both are equally haram. Takabbur is also haram, to think you are better than somebody else, and to think I'm good, that is also totally haram. And unfortunately, we are so much involved in that I feel I'm all right. And there are still so many things that we have to put ourselves right. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that when we make this dua, and make this dua regularly also. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. And keep these things in mind, that Allah blesses us with these qualities. Our children, their education, bringing them up, etc. Everything we make according to that. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.